USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, President Trump is visiting Louisiana to survey the damage that Hurricane Laura left behind.
Yesterday, I approved a major disaster declaration that helps individuals and business owners, which is a little bit different, but it goes right to the individual. And I've signed that already, and so you're all set to go on that. FEMA has delivered 2.6 million liters of water and 1.4 million meals.
He later arrived in Texas, where 16 deaths have been reported between both states. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spoke to members of the National Guard from his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
You do everything we ask of you. You place your communities and your country ahead of your personal comfort. And when the need arises, you leave your families and your jobs and drop everything when the call comes.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this balance of nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The actor that brought the comic book hero Black Panther to life has died. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns reports.
Actor Chadwick Boseman lost a four-year battle with colon cancer. It started at stage 3 and then progressed to stage 4. In addition to earning worldwide acclaim as the superhero, Boseman also brought baseball legend Jackie Robinson to life in the film 42. The actor also had a viral moment when he hosted Saturday Night Live when he brought the leader of Wakanda into a Black Jeopardy sketch. Boseman was surrounded by his wife and family when he died. He was 43.
A 25-year-old Nevada man appears to be the first documented case of COVID-19 reinfection in the U.S. Researchers reported that a patient who tested positive with the virus in April, then tested negative twice afterwards, was reinfected with the virus in May. Researchers found both illnesses were two genetically distinct iterations of the same virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The pandemic has changed our lives in unexpected ways, and that includes our children as they begin to return to the classrooms. John Clemens reports.
In communities like Lake Charles, Louisiana, winds are being clocked at 132 miles an hour. An estimated 500,000 people along the Texas-Louisiana border are without power. I spoke to Stacy Lamb of the Convoy of Hope, now in Lake Charles.
As we come into a town, the basic needs, when there's no power, there's no water, there's no infrastructure, there's no stores open to buy anything, people need food and water, and that's what Convoy of Hope brings early on.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The nation's first retailer is going out of business. USA's John Hunt reports.
After nearly two centuries in business, Lord & Taylor, America's first department store, is liquidating all of its assets and closing its doors for good. The announcement comes just weeks after the company filed for bankruptcy, adding to a long list of retailers thrown into financial downfalls by the coronavirus. It will close all 38 of its remaining stores and its website. Initially, it planned to keep 14 of their stores open. All of the company's existing inventory, new store arrivals, and new items not previously sold at stores will be available at a deep discount.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.